Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. So today guys, I'm going to be checking out Joji's new album, Nectar, which is his second album after he released Ballads 1 back in 2018. Now, if you know who Joji is, he needs no introduction, but in case if you don't, just important backstory stuff that you need to know about Joji. He actually started off as a YouTuber under the persona Filthy Frank. Now, he didn't actually start off as Filthy Frank when he started doing YouTube videos. He was actually called, I believe it was Disaster Music. But eventually he went on to do Filthy Frank, and he just blew up, making some very outrageous, you could say offensive and disgusting videos that just, you know, blew him up in popularity. But eventually he left that behind and focused on music. And not to say that he hasn't done music in the past. Obviously he's done music for his persona as Pink Eye for the Filthy Frank show, which is just like raunchy, edgy, dark humor type of music. But he decided to, you know, focus on making music more serious. And he dubbed the name Joji, which is like, I believe it's like the way how you say George in Japanese. After all, George Miller is half Japanese, half Australian. So he adds, you know, some of that Asian culture into his music. So yeah, Nectar. What can I say about this album? Well, let's go track by track, review each one, and then at the end, I'll give you my final thoughts. So the first song is Ew. It's a great intro with some simple piano chords and some lovely strings that complement Joji's, you could say, angelic voice throughout the song. And plus, those same strings are used perfectly to end the song. And then we move on to track 2, Modest. It's a, you know, kind of sweet, laid-back piano song with some, again, strings added to it. But then around like 40 seconds, you hear like this transition that almost sounds like the intro to the PBS Digital Studios videos. If you don't know what I'm talking about, search up Bob Ross Happy Little Clouds. The first part almost sounds a bit like the intro to the transition into the beat for Modest. Now, Joji's flow is good while it lasts, because eventually he reaches a point where he repeats the words "sometimes I think," and then he ends it with an ad-lib. I find that part to be annoying. It kind of ruined the song for me, and I did want to hear the rest, because I thought that everything else was just going to be like this. But I was wrong. Eventually, when he got into the chorus, he pulled me back into the song. But then he pulled me back out when he got to the second verse, when he started to like emphasize some of the last words of the verses. It just like ruined the song for me. But I would say it didn't last long. It was pretty short. Those parts I didn't really enjoy from the song. So every time when I hear the song, I could hear it, but I just have to like put up just with those, you know, nitpick moments that I don't enjoy. And the song would just, you know, pass by quickly, and it will be a decent song to listen to. It's not the one that I keep coming back to, but if it pops up, I'll hear it. And then track 3, TikTok. It's a cool pop rap song that samples the Nelly Dilemma. You could say the E, oohs, like the most famous parts from that song. They show up on TikTok, and it's a nice touch. And Joji's singing and that simple beat with the guitar and the sample of Nelly's Dilemma. That's basically it, and it makes the song work really nice. Track 4, Daylight featuring Diplo. I was nervous thinking that this was going to be an awful collab, but I was wrong. Diplo's contribution on the beat came out sounding very good over Joji's singing. Although Joji doesn't sing over this type of like EDM production music, it came out gorgeous. Those almost like surf rock guitar notes were a nice touch that Diplo added on the song. It makes it feel like a nice summer vibe song. And then moving on to track 5, Upgrade. Yeah, more like Downgrade. I mean, this song was pointless, to be honest. It didn't bring anything special to the album. It felt like a short interlude overall. And then track 6, Gimme Love, which is one of the singles of Nectar. I really don't care that much for the first half of the song. The chorus for me just came out weak, with him just saying, gimme love, gimme love, gimme love, gimme love when I'm gone. Like, it really, that's what he came up with. He could have done a lot better. It is catchy, but just because his song is catchy doesn't mean that it's good. Trust me, there are some horrible catchy songs out there. But eventually, once we get to the outro, which is like the best part of the song, it makes the song more better. Although it is like a different tone from the first half, because the first half is like this like upbeat, you know, poppy, energetic song. And then the second half is like this common Joji, like dramatic, emotional, you know, vibe to the song, which is weird because it could have been a whole separate song by itself. But the fact that he added that element to this, you know, like I mentioned, upbeat, happy pop song, it feels a bit off, but at the same time it doesn't. It sort of works. And I do enjoy it, so I do come back to this one. And like I mentioned, the chorus, even though I feel like it was lazy writing, it is kind of growing on me. So I'm pretty sure like when I give it like 5 more listens, I'm gonna enjoy the heck out of it. But the one I do enjoy a lot is the next song, track 7, Run. It's by far my favorite Joji song that he has ever done. I love the contribution of rock and R&B elements mixed together. The way how the guitar creeps in the beginning lets you know that this isn't like the rest of what Joji has worked on in the past. The drums, which I believe are not real, they almost sound like digital. They build up the punch to Joji's voice on the chorus. It's like if it's glued to his voice. So it builds up right in the same moments when Joji is like emphasizing and pushing the words on the chorus. It just gives more motion and punch to the message of the song. And that guitar solo, I mean, come on. It's not every time when you hear a good guitar solo. So I'm not sure who did it, but whoever played on that guitar, they nailed it. And then track 8, Sanctuary, which is another single and another highlight to the album. This track really shows Joji's improvement on his singing. His voice fits so perfect over this warm, space-like instrumental. It just puts you in a good mood. And track 9, High Hopes, featuring Omar Apollo. I was really disappointed by Joji and Omar on this one. I do enjoy Omar's music, but he just came out sounding like a cheap Joji ripoff over this bland instrumental and lazy chorus. It was a big letdown. And track 10, Nitrous. The intro sounds like something Kuko would have used like on his last album. Those like very dream pop synths. And then it continues with this simple beat with a basic flow pattern. Not my favorite on the album, but I still enjoy it. And then track 11, Pretty Boy, featuring Lil Yachty. Yes, Lil Yachty. I was surprised. I enjoyed this one. It's one of my favorites on Nectar. I mean, it's just like a fun, bouncy song. You put this on with your friends and you're just gonna have a good time. Smiles, you know, throughout the whole song. And although the production sounds a bit dusty, it still works. For Joji and Yachty, like, this type of sound works really nice. They killed it from start to finish. And also enjoy the added background vocals that could possibly be an homage to Pink Eye, one of, you know, Filthy Frank's characters that George Miller invented. And maybe it is, but there is no facts to, you know, back it up. But his loyal fan base, you know, has concluded that it could possibly be a sample of Pink Eye. And then track 12, Normal People, featuring, I think it's pronounced Ree Brown. This one almost has like the same problems as High Hopes. I could at least hear this one has a bit of a like feel to it. This one has a little bit more emotion to it, but it has the same problems as High Hopes, to be honest. And then track 13, Afterthought, featuring Benny. This one, it surprised me because it feels like Joji is actually the feature artist and Benny is the main one. It feels like this, like, how do I describe it? Although Joji is the main character, like, obviously he's the main one for the song, the way how Benny comes in into the song, it feels like she owned it. This one feels like a Benny song. But regardless, you know, they both did fantastic on this one. And I do enjoy how they have like this boyfriend and girlfriend conversation trying to, you know, fix their relationship. But I mean, obviously they're just pink characters, they're not actually going out. Again, this is another one that I'm sure all the indie kids out there are going to be dancing to. And then track 14, Mr. Hollywood. It's an okay R&B song, nothing special on this one. It's just decent overall. And then track 15, 777. It's a cute odd to the 80s. Starts off with some heavy synths and builds up to a drop. And then the light synths hanging in the background during the chorus is a nice touch. It's a cool song to cruise to during the night with your friends. And then track 16, Reanimator, featuring, I believe it's pronounced Yavis Tumor. This one had a long intro and it was disappointing because by the time you got to some singing, it was over like in a minute. Like, why would you give me a long intro just so I could go to a super short, you know, singing? Like, it was pointless for me. So, yeah, that one was another letdown on the album. And then track 17, another letdown, Like You Do. It's just another generic R&B song. And then we finally reached the end to track 18, Your Man. Now, this is a complete change of style for Joji. He sings over this, you can say, 90s style electronic club music, and it works fine. I just don't enjoy the ending that much, where he puts like this robotic tone to his voice just so he could repeat the words, "You're a man," and just ends it like that. That's how the album ends. And when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's it? Okay. Like, I wish that the way how they would end this song in particular was the same way how they ended the first song on the album Nectar. The way how that song ended was so good. It was really nice. So if they were to end track 18 the same way, it would have been a really nice touch to the album. So yeah, that's my final thoughts on Nectar. The tracks that I enjoyed, the tracks that I didn't. So overall, I would say that you could really hear George's improvement on his singing. And you could tell that when it comes to different styles of music, he could pull it off, but he just has to have like some really nice production, and the feature artists have to bring their game. They really have to come in strong, because when they don't, they don't. I mean, Omar, he let me down. And this guy in particular, the one I mentioned, Yavis, he was another one that I wanted to enjoy, but because of that super long intro, it wasn't enjoyable. So overall, this album, I would give it like a 6.5 out of 10. I do enjoy this one more than Ballad, because I do enjoy a lot more songs from this album. Some of my favorite songs that Joji has released are on Nectar. But I obviously will still go back to Ballad 1. He has some pretty good bangers on that one too. So yeah, that's basically my conclusion for Joji's Nectar. Let me know what you guys think. Did I disappoint some of you guys? Did you guys expect me to love it? Did you guys expect me to hate it? And what do you guys think about it? Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram at TheMixGenreOfficial. Let me know your thoughts. I really want to hear. I'm really curious. Okay, so I'm going to end it right here. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez, saying have a fantastic day.